Hi, everyone. My name is Arielle. I am here with my Amazon guy to give you a tour of your Seller Central dashboard. So this video is really for those who are new to selling on Amazon, who might be a little intimidated by their dashboard and need someone to walk them through it. So it's totally okay. There's a lot going on. Let's just jump right into this. Okay, so we're going to start from the top down and then we'll go into all the submenus. So right here at the top, let's do top left. We have our drop-down menu here, which shows all of our little internal menus and where we get to all our catalog, inventory, pricing, that sort of stuff. So we'll look at these in a second. Next to that drop-down menu, you'll see your Amazon Seller Central logo. I'm not just pointing out the logo for fun. It is actually a secret button. I call it my escape button. This will bring you back to the Seller Central dashboard in case you get lost in the many, 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 many windows. Then you have your brand name here. This is your store. And then you'll have, if you're selling on other marketplaces like Mexico, Canada, that'll be here. Top center, of course, you have your search bar. And then to the right of that, you have your emails, you have your setting options, user permissions, notification settings, that sort of thing. You have your language here. We have a lot more languages, which is super cool. I, of course, have English because I'm lame and do not know another language. Then, of course, we have the infamous Seller Central help button. So helpful. Not being sarcastic at all. And then under that, we have our favorites bar. So right now it's blank. I'll show you how to fill this out in a second. It actually is kind of handy. Under that, you have your today's graph on your profits, as well as marketplace dropdown, open orders, buyer messages, your buy box wins, how they're trending, your total balance, your IPI or inventory performance index, and then of course any global promotions or sales you got going on. Under that, here are some custom widgets that are actually, they actually have kind of a fun UI. I'm going to show you just real quick. So right here, for example, news, this is a widget that Amazon has where it'll show any like updates to policies or if they're changing something in Seller Central or they have some news here they want to share. It is a little bit delayed, not to plug our page, but subscribe to my Amazon guy. We have news faster than this widget. It usually has about like a 10-day delay, but I'm getting off track. Okay, so the fun UI on this is I love it. You can actually click this top right button here where you see the little three dots. Click it, it'll spin it around. I absolutely love it. And then you can, of course, rate it and you can temporarily hide it if you don't want to see it anymore. But I'm so addicted to flipping this thing back and forth. It's so useless, but I love it. Then we also have another widget like this, which you might use kind of often. This is where sellers kind of communicate with each other in a little open forum where they can look at any questions or if they have any tips and tricks they want to share with each other. Not everything is super accurate, so scroll with a grain of salt and always check your Amazon policies to see if someone's information is actually correct. Or you can always subscribe. Then, of course, we have things like List Globally, Seller Poll, your Amazon Seller Wallet, Explore FBA options, stuff like that. And like every website, it has other links down here at the bottom. So let's jump into these internal menus. So first thing we'll have is catalog. Catalog, otherwise known as everything that you're selling, that is the top one. And its internal menu is to add products via upload, any completing your draft. So if you started to upload something and stopped, didn't finish, this is how you go back and you start working on it again. Viewing seller applications, this is also... selling applications, sorry. This is also another one. Oh. Then we have improved listing quality. We have upload images, upload and manage video. It's probably my favorite one. And then manage product documents. So let's start at the top here, add product. This is probably going to be your best friend if you're just getting started. This is where you're going to start a new listing. If you have an item that is not already being sold on Amazon, you will click this little bottom button right here to the left if it's not sold on Amazon yet. And then if you want to sell via upload file, if you're selling multiple products that you just want to get them all listed, this is what you will do here. If your product is available on Amazon already, you will either have its UPC or its ASIN, and you will plug it in there. And that's how you will upload. We don't really recommend uploading via file yet if you're just getting started, because there are opportunities for errors. This is where, if you wanted to do a bulk upload file, this is where you'll find your template sheet. If you've never done this before, it's like a big spreadsheet, and it'll have all your pricing, the product name, if you're doing any parentages, stuff like that. This is where you'll get the template from. This is where you'll upload it. And the reason we don't really recommend this for the new seller is you're most likely going to get an error that something is going to be needing to be corrected. That you will see in this next tab right here, upload status. This will show you its status, its batch ID, file name, stuff like that, as well as actions in order to correct any errors. So it's easier just to go one by one, get familiar with it, and then you can start bulk uploading later. What else can we look at in this one? We do have, I think I'll skip upload images and videos just because we have other videos that more detailed go into these of how to actually upload a video, what the specs should be, so video size, length, best practices, stuff like that. So I'm going to leave that to the other videos. You can check down possibly in the link below or check out the YouTube channel and filter search some of those. But it's super easy and everything has a little guide. Next here, we have manage product documents. So product documents, this is where you're going to upload documents that support your product. So if you have something that requires a special certification or patent, any maybe pesticide claimy stuff that you need documentation to support your product, this is where you'll upload it. So that is a really good place to get familiar with. Under catalog, we have inventory. So this is where you'll go to manage all of your inventory. And you have your little, Stephen likes to call it his radial menu here, where you can filter everything. If you filter by Amazon or merchant, this is how you can like hide your parent ASIN and just see the active listings, which is really nice. You can filter via active, inactive, incomplete, listing removed, suppressed, that sort of thing. Or then you can also search via specific ASIN or title. It does have to be phrase accurate though. So if you're selling, say, like a Jurassic Park t-shirt, you have to actually type in Jurassic Park t-shirt. You can't just type in t-shirt and see all the different t-shirts. Doesn't work like that. It has to be phrase accurate. At the top here, you have other navigation options here, where if you want to manage by bulk pricing, brand health, we got listing quality dashboard. You can look at your search suppressed items or inactive listings. And then you got your FBA inventory tools up here, where you have your dashboard, your inventory, shipments, opportunities, analytics, stuff like that. And then we also have adding a variation or add a product button is also here. And that is pretty much it for this page. Let's go to the next one. These ones we kind of just went over because they're all right here. So I won't go too much into those. Next, we have pricing. So pricing health is really great when comparing to the competition. Please don't undercut any of the market sellers that are like off Amazon. So if you have something that's exclusive to like Walmart or I don't know, I'm totally drawing a blank. It's been a long day. If you're selling something like Nike shoes or something like that, don't undercut that price. This is where you'll get caught. Definitely check out those competitive price rules. But that's where that menu is. And then of course you have your manage pricing option. This again, it's really good to manage directly on it. I like going one by one versus doing kind of a bulk thing. And then you have automate pricing. This is also good for making sure you get that buy box win. You can have it where you can make a automated pricing rule where if someone like gets the buy box by getting like a penny up on you, you can set up an automation to be like, well, match a penny up on whoever won it, stuff like that. So this is where you're going to do that sort of thing. And then you, of course, you have fee discounts and negotiate pricing menu as well. You have your orders menu here, so you can manage any orders that come in. So any pending, unshipped, canceled, shipped, shipped today, premium unshipped, premium ship. I don't think I've ever actually clicked in there. Then you have your business customer unship, verge of last shipment, verge of cancellation. So things that are on the verge of something. And then you have your navigation menu to the left here. Next. Oh, and this is something new that I love. I love how Amazon has little tutorial videos on every page. So our tutorial videos are way more fun, but that is good to know. You have the create MFC order, order reports. That's really good. Upload order related files, manage returns, and then manage safety claims. That's pretty rare, but that's there as well. Advertising. This is probably my favorite menus. This is where you will do your campaign manager, your A+ content. Vine and coupon deals is also in here. I'm sorry, I keep moving my mouse. As well as promotions, prime exclusive discounts, so stuff like Black Friday, things like that. You can do it outside of those time frames, but to be exclusive, or not to be exclusive, but to take advantage of these prime exclusive opportunities, doing it within those designated time frames like Black Friday, sales, stuff like that, that will increase the traffic that comes to your page. So definitely take advantage of that during those specific times. Vine is another one. This one you might want to take advantage of if you have products that are used and liked on a large scale. So not something that's too niche. This is where you can actually send your products to people to review for you, because reviews are really, really valuable on Amazon. They're kind of the lifeblood of Amazon. So you want to take advantage of that. But if your product has a wide market, if it's a niche thing, you don't get to choose who it goes to. So it's kind of like a little Russian roulette thing. It doesn't cost anything. The cost is your product. You're losing the product, but for a review, which is good. Then we have deals. Coupons is what we really like. So this is what we really recommend doing. Setting up the coupons that is right on your page, as well as doing other promotion things. So this one could be social media promotions, could be like a buy one, get one something promotion. What we don't recommend is making it visible on your actual PDP. Don't make it visible there. That's where most people make the mistake. We want it to be catching those people who are not on Amazon. So that's where we want to use promotions. Under that, we have managed stores. This one is where I feel like we just skipped over something. This is where we have our store. So to give you an example, I'll just grab this one here. It's kind of like a little mini website within Amazon. And this is where you can organize your catalog. You can see here how they have like a little furniture drop down, and they have office or storage, ottomans, benches. You get the idea. So this is kind of like a little menu website of all of your catalog. And it also gives you, what is it? It's really nice. It's a it's like a custom URL. I forgot what they call those. But anyway, so you get the little vanity URL, and that's the store's option. Oh, I see. I skipped over the rest of advertising. So A+ Content Manager. This one, it does require being brand registered, but A+ Content is also super valuable. This is also where you'll set up your brand story. So you have the basic. We do have A+ premium or premium A+ content now, but this is where you'll set up the basic and your brand story. It says 5 modules. It's actually 7. I don't know why they say 5. So you kind of see what I mean with Amazon not being super accurate. And brand story, where you can tell people about your brand. That's really good for creating brand loyalty and looking like a really established brand. Though it does require understanding SEO and doing a lot of the back end kind of alt text and stuff to make sure you're ranking the best you can. That's where it does help to subscribe to or hire a service like us, because we understand that back end things and we're going to help you rank better than if you just put up a pretty picture but there's no metadata attached to it. We went over stores. Growth opportunities. This is another really good menu. Definitely recommend checking this out. Explore it. Take some time. Read through and see what's good for you. But here's where product recommendations menu kind of is. And they have tutorials here at the top. But this is where you can enroll in Vine, create A Plus content, looking at all the different things that can actually help you boost your account health. So definitely check those out. Reports. Here we have a lot of different reports on Amazon. So you can have a payments report, seller wallet, seller Amazon selling coach. I'm not really familiar with this one. I don't know many of us that actually use it. Business reports, really good. Fulfillment, return reports, custom reports, inventory reports, tax document library, which is super great. Stuff like that. So let's look at business reports. This is kind of where we live at My Amazon Guy. Here is some really great ways to filter and see how your products are doing, what the conversion numbers are on them, how your sales are doing. And this is really how you can determine what promotions to do, what ads to do, and really make good informed decisions based on the trends of your products. So you're seeing what's selling and where your percentages are at. You can do a overview of a specific date range of, oh, how did we do this month compared to this month, so on and so forth. And then of course you can download the sheets as well. So definitely check out these menus. Check out the sales dashboard overview, which is super helpful. But yes, there are lots of really good important reports to check out, inventory reports as well. Next, we have our performance drop down here. So this is where your account health is. So here is where you see your customer service performance rating, policy compliance. Make sure you're not getting flagged too much by Amazon on things, so not making silly mistakes, or if maybe you're getting a lot of like returns, they'll give you unhealthy ratings, like that, stuff like that. Shipping performance, if you have something that's incorrect in the warehouse process of fulfilling an order, that can result in some fees. Amazon loves fees. You can oh my gosh, what is that word? You can appeal these. That's the word I was looking for. You can appeal these, of course, and you can also call a health assistant. Or you can call My Amazon Guy. We're much friendlier to try to get some of these reversed. Then we have some other submenus here. Customer service performance, which is just this area, but it's opening up into a more detailed page. Product policy compliance, so making sure something doesn't have like pesticide claims will immediately get rejected. So it's good to check out what is the policies behind the product that you're selling or in your products category and make sure you're being compliant with those. Shipping performance, then you have some reports here, eligibilities, voice of the customer. I love that title. Next we have, let's see, we have some feedback, which is great. If you get a customer review that's negative, you can try to take those down and also respond to any customer questions, which is a really good idea. A to Z guarantee claims, by the way, don't say guarantee on your listings, it will be rejected. Chargeback claims, performance notification, and voice of the customers here as well. They have a lot of redundant menus. Apps and services, definitely recommend downloading the Amazon app. It's a great way to get to your seller dashboard to quickly see, like, when you're on the go, you can see like how your sales are doing, stuff like that. Manage services, develop apps, stuff like that. B2B, of course. Which is buyer to buyer, I believe, business to business. Sorry, my bad. This is where you're, of course, going to manage your sales here. You got your snapshots little graph here and your performance by customer segment. I'm not personally super familiar with this, but again, we have other videos that go in more detail. Next, you have, B2B, sorry. Manage quotes, business profile, business discount insights, case pack recommendations, brands here. Of course, you have your brand analytics, brand performance, manage experiments. I'm sorry. What is the manage your experiments? Lets you create two different versions of. Oh, I see. Okay. Sorry. I didn't realize they called it manager experiments. But yeah, doing testing, like how one product will sell if posed in a certain way versus another one, gives you really good insights with stuff like that. I didn't realize they called it experiments. Then, of course, here's your customer reviews, customer engagement, virtual bundles. This is where you'll set those up, brand referral bonus, and build your brand. So I'm going to go into customer reviews. I don't know if we have any here for me to show you. We don't have any for me to show you. But this is where you're going to interact with your customer reviews here and where you can check out your star rating and contact status. Okay, so that is it. I'm going to press my emergency escape button here and go back to our Cellular Central dashboard. If there's anything here that you have questions on or you'd love to hear more about, definitely comment below and let us know. Thank you so much for watching. I hope this was helpful.